Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge said yesterday that the country's terrorism risk remains at Code Orange level, but he wouldn't predict how long that would be the case. Commentator Judy Muller says there are other terrors in the United States.
I live in a soft target, otherwise known as a high-rise. Ever since the country graduated from mellow yellow to oh my god orange, I've detected a whiff of anxiety about the place. People keeping mum on the elevator, avoiding eye contact as they scurry out to the video store for films to watch in the safety of their own bunkers. Anything to avoid going into the soft target known as the multiplex. Even private screenings at studios may be risky. Apparently Paramount thinks so. In response to the orange alert, it canceled a screening of a new movie. We are not reacting to any specific threats, said a studio spokesman, other than the universal one aimed at the country. You can't be too careful these days. Or can you? If we are not changing our behavior in reaction to specific threats, are we in fact overreacting to imagined threats? I know quite a few people who are so tense that they are staying away from the movies, from church, from museums. One friend even postponed a trip to the Big Apple, now the city of perpetual orange. A friend in New York tells me her high-rise building will no longer allow takeout food to be delivered. In New York? No deliveries? Surely this amounts to a self-imposed food embargo. And self-imposed is just what much of this fear of an invisible threat that we are powerless to address, fear that drives us into our burrows where we can contemplate the worst. Meanwhile, extremely visible threats are all around us. On a single weekend, while the nation worried about what might happen, several families in South Central L.A. were grieving over what did happen. Gang members fired at least 20 bullets into a bungalow early one morning, killing an 8-year-old boy, wounding a 2-year-old girl, and a teenager. Talk about your soft targets. Just a few days before, a grandmother was caught in gang crossfire and killed as she headed to the grocery store to buy food for a church dinner. If this does not qualify as terror, then what does? There have been more than 56 homicides in this city since January 1st. Forget orange alert, South Central qualifies for a red alert. Perhaps we are so busy obsessing about what might happen in the world that we ignore what actually is happening. Meanwhile, sales of duct tape are reportedly quite brisk as folks prepare to seal out the invisible enemy that might sneak through cracks in their soft target doors. Too bad duct tape doesn't work on bullets.
The comments of Judy Muller, an ABC News correspondent and author of the book, Now This.